You know what I mean? Look, it's a whole lot of Glocks, Wops, Zex, Shots, Dots, Nuts, Rocks, Oohs, Oohs, Shoes, Shoes, Rooms, Rooms. No one cooler than a cooler. Let me tell you what I am, baby. Cause I rock the nation, Daisy. Baby, 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 I'm even play me. Walk with it, never walk without it. Shoot it, never talk about it. Show glass, show me, Jimmy Tina. Christian, you're for sneaker. And it's 10K for the feature. Take it home, I hate it. Wanna play games, got the heat in the rocket. Say the wrong thing, I'll pop it. I'm a big dog, you ain't know them. Gunshot, forward, headshot.
Welcome to Life Talk Twitter Wellness Show that is designed to motivate you, to inspire you, and to give you strategies to help you live in the 21st century and not just live, but we want you to be successful. And I'm your host, Eric Wortham, a behavior specialist, educator, speaker, author, and disabled veteran. And today I just want to talk to you for a few minutes about a subject that I think is relevant to today's time. And it's simply, God and science are not enemies. God and science are not enemies. You know, for years, it would appear to me that when you listen to people talk about science and about God, it would appear that a lot of people think that there's a animosity between God and science. But really, you know, it's not. It's really not. God and science are not enemies. As a matter of fact, God created the whole theme for science. You know, there would be no science without the creation of God. Okay, so that's number one. God and science are not enemies. Now, remember, I told you guys we spoke about God being systematic and intentional. God just doesn't do things, you know, willy-nilly. He doesn't. He doesn't just, just sporadically do things. He has a plan. He's intentional, and his plans are systematic. That means that there's order to what he does. And you see that throughout. You see that throughout. Again, you know, if you believe like I do, the Bible says that God created the heavens and earth and everything that's in it. So that means the solar system created by God. That means our ocean system, tectonic plates at the bottom that moves constantly, and we don't feel it, but you know, those are things that God created. And so if he indeed created those things, then science has to be those things. Those are the things that they are studying. When they study science, they're studying God's creation. So they're not enemies. You know, despite what we think. And I'm going to get to what I'm really talking about here. See, when God says increase, multiply, prosper, you see that in the Old Testament. He's talking about increasing and multiplying and those things. But really, in those days, because now we attach that to money or being rich or things like that. In those days, you know, the exchange of money wasn't as common as it is today, because all of those people tended to, you know, be like farmers, be cattle, ranchers or whatever. You know, people were making cloths. That was a big business. So basically what was happening a lot of times is that they would trade. you see. And, you know, trading some of my cattle to get some fruit, some veggies, those kind of things were more common where they trade. Now, coins were used for tax and stuff like that, but it was not like it is today. So perhaps that, you know, and again, you know, that's how goods and services, sometime it was just that exchange of goods or, you know, or service that would take place. So when we look at that, okay, and we look at the fact that the Bible tells us that, you know, gifts come from God. So, and I know we all have talent, ability, gifts. And if God gives those things, he gives those things, okay? It's not we that just wake up with them. Remember, intentional, systematic. He gives us those things. And really, for the purpose in life is for us to serve one another. The doctors serve us, you know, with medication or therapies or whatever it is. So that's what the gifts are for us to serve one another. So we all have this talent, but sometimes you have a choice with your talent. You can either use it for good or you can use it for bad. You know, so that's the thing. You can use that talent for good. You can use it for bad. A lot of people choose to do the bad route because sometimes the bad will get you where you want to be quicker than the good. The good takes time and patience and stuff. Those things, you know, it's persevering in the good. And so again, this is a God that he created everything, and that's what the Bible tells us. And if we are to believe that, we have to understand that when man creates, it's because God allowed him to by putting the things there for him to be able to create. Peanut butter. It doesn't exist if it wasn't for God making the peanut. Okay, airplane travel. Now, it doesn't exist unless God, the materials that he created are available for the scientists to be able to figure it out. Okay, so that's why it's not, they're not enemies. And again, when you look at, you know, the things that men create, I think that when God is talking about multiplying and he's talking about increasing and prospering, it's more than money. Sometimes it is in exploring. Sometimes it is in discovering something or creating something. Okay? Like the washing machine, the dryers, all of those things were created, but it was God's intention for man to use his brain to create those things. Because this is the kicker. Just because you become a believer, a Christian, or whatever you want to call it, does not mean that you can't use your brain and think. God expects that. You know, he expects us to do everything we can to increase our intelligence so that we can be wise. He wants us to do that. You know, so it's not for us. He didn't intend for us to be robots. He wants us to choose him. Okay. And so doing that, he set up things that when we work in our purpose, when we work in the gifts and talents and abilities that he gives us, we can create. Okay. And so that's what science is. Finding out how God does this. The sun, 93 million miles away, but it still gives us heat. It gives us light. It's God. You know, Mars, I think, is 7 years or something like that. Years. Takes 7 years or more. Might be more than that to get there. No, so God, he created all of these things, right? And the sun is at the perfect position to allow earth to exist and human beings, to living things to exist. You see, intentional, systematic. And so when we create things, when things are seemingly created by man, when they discover something, it does not come as a surprise to God, neither is it evil. Because this is the thing. We either can do it for good, to help people, or we can do it for bad, to hurt people. Hey, and I think in most cases, there are too many people that are doing it for the good, because it's always the bad. It is. But the bad really don't outnumber the good when, let me put it this way, when you have people of character that are within that same, area or vicinity, you know, close, that circle, you know. So God allows us to create, to be creative in those things. And we can't say those things are bad when God created it, basically. You can't, because he said everything, the Bible tells us that everything that God made is good. Good. So we celebrate when scientists are able to use their ministry and the gifts that God has given them to create things. Okay. To help us. Does. It's no coincidence that, did y'all know that, probably, I guess in the 1800s, 1700, you know, life expectancy was probably about 50 something years old, you know? So something has happened, you know, like me, life expectancy, 53 now, you know, that was life expectancy. Now, 77, you know, what has happened? The things and tools that God has given us to help us to understand what good health is, to help us to understand, you know, how to keep yourself looking pretty good. Now, 50 is the new 30. That's what I hear. So I'm 50. So am I the new 30? But this, but that's the whole game, is God gives us the creative processes. And that's what it means when he says prosper. Increase. It means even in our creativity, the things that he allow us to discover, the things that he allow us to put these ingredients together, you know, just think about it, custom pies and all those things didn't exist at one time. Somebody learned how to put them things together. Yeah. Potato pie. That's what, you know, but that's God. He's intentional, he's systematic, and we need to really, really understand that because that will help us. By doing that, that'll help us to be able to make, to reason, you know, and that's the thing. We have to be able to use our ability to reason too and make, you know, unbiased decisions. You know, we have to be able to do that as well. When we understand that God requires balance, a homeostasis, and that's what they call it, scientists would call that in the body. Your body has to keep a certain temperature. Or, you know, if it gets too high, fever, your body, that's your body telling you that something is wrong. Okay, if it get too low, you have some problem. It had to be at the homeostasis. And that's what my new book is going to be talking about. Don't let your highs get too high and your lows get too low. It's going to talk about balance, because I believe that's what God is about. He's about balance. He's about balance. And I think we need to understand that. And I know the problem. You know, some people are going to say, oh, that's being lukewarm when you, that's what God was talking about, by being in the middle. You're lukewarm. No, that's not. when he's talking about being hot or cold, it's always in your belief in him and his work. It's always your belief in him and his work, which is his son. Okay, that's being hot, when you really believe him and his work, and I do. That's being hot. Okay, being cold is when you just flat out don't believe it. Being lukewarm means that you don't know. You're in the middle. You say, yeah, sometime I believe him, sometime I don't. That's lukewarm. That's hot. That's cold. It's always in your belief. That's why the whole system, even in the Old Testament, it was based on faith. Faith, believing. Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him. He believed. That, you know, when you talk about lukewarm and being hot and cold, it's about believing God and the work that he did for us. Like I just said, I believe he created the heavens and the earth and everything, so that solar system that we see, all of those things were created by God. I believe this. So I'm hot. Because I believe, I really do. There are some things I believe now that I don't see how Christians don't believe, because that's what the word says. I believe God that much. So when he talks about being hot and cold, that's what he's saying. He's saying being, you know, believing him. Lukewarm is when you're in the middle, you're not sure. And then being cold just means you don't believe, period. So let's, we got to understand the balance about God and understand that, you know, God and science are not enemies. They're not. God created science, and he allows man to know what man wants to know. Because believe me or not, if God didn't want man to know, they would never have known. Hey, and so, you know, God allows man to know that information, because again, he didn't want us to be robots. He still wants us to be able to use our brains, use reason, think rationally, you know, be unbiased. You know, those are skills that God expected for us to do. And so he wanted us to be balanced. So when you look at science and the things that man create, man, it's not, those things are not sin. They're not. The things that are sin is the mindset in which we do it. Do we do this intending to hurt man, okay, or to help man? That's the choice that it has to come with us working within our ability. God and science are not enemies. I'm here to tell you that today. I felt like I really had to come with that one today again, because it would seem as though it just seems as though God and science in a lot of people's mind are enemies, and it's not. Just because you believe science doesn't mean that you don't believe God. You know, because science to me only proves the existence of God, and that's another podcast. It only proves, it's more proof for the existence than it is for him not existing. I got you. Pique your curiosity. We'll talk about that one on one too. I'm Eric Wortham. Be all you can be by doing all you can do. Thank you. No, I had the guns in school. No, we don't act like a fool. I lit up wet like a pool. It's a whole lot of guts, mops, sex, shots, dots, nuts, rocks, ooze, ooze, shoes, shoes, booze, booze. No one.